Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now we are going to get to all the callers that have been holding in the last hour when I had the former Judge Advocate General, a Republican, head of the Navy's entire law system and the Marine Corps, on in the last hour. Talking about opposing Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez, who says the White House is above the law, above federal law, above any law, can torture whoever they want, do whatever they want. And in the hour before that, we had one of the stars, the lone gunman and X-Files on, saying, yeah, he thinks the government was behind 9/11 and getting into that episode where they fly the hijacked jet in the building. This is the type of stuff you miss when you don't tune into the whole broadcast or when stations don't carry it all. And I just sponsor the stations, call them, thank them, get us on more hours, folks, because I can't stand people missing it. It will be rebroadcast tonight, 9 to midnight. You'll be able to hear those two interviews in the first and second hour, so be sure and tune in if you missed it. I know we got Ken and Brian and Sherry and Mike and everybody else patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. Bush to sign the new Super Patriot police state bill in a celebration tonight. I mean, it's getting really, they got to celebrate destroying our freedom. Got a bunch of other news, Christians being arrested en masse for their political speech. Just all types of stuff going on as we go down the tubes here. But at least we're talking about it and trying to fight it as best we can. So that's all coming up. Ken in Kansas. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, Ken from Kansas. Number of things I want to run by you, but I want to emphasize on one main thing. Show on the History Channel the other night, it's kind of a mixed bag on the Oklahoma City cover-up. Did you see it or hear about it?
No, I didn't. Do you have a copy?
Yeah.
Will you mail me a copy?
Yeah, I can get it to you.
Pretty please sugar on top?
Yeah, it'll be about a week before I can dub it and get it to you. But what it was they brought out that there was an ATF tip about the blast. That witness was not allowed to testify. They brought out about all the multiple witnesses that saw the multiple people get out of the truck. And the excuse they used for not allowing them to testify.
Did you hear me 2 years ago when I predicted they would bring it all out but then claim it was Arabs independently and not tell you that the Arabs were actually CIA and were protected? Or did they say it was white supremacist?
Well, I was getting to that.
So now domestically it's the evil right-wingers and yeah. Anybody who talks about freedom is secretly a white supremacist.
They brought out all that, and they says they didn't say anything about the bombs against the columns or anything about what General Parton said.
Yeah, I saw them setting this up a long time ago to then bring this out later, but go ahead.
And the conclusion was that there were some USA Patriot Arab connection that was still out there.
And how many, I don't know if you were listening 2 years ago and I saw what they would do from just indicators. I said they'll claim the right wing works with Arab terrorists as the nexus point to start sending the police and military after people who are non-Arab.
Yeah, did you
hear me over?
I think you were predicting that, but that was the exact thing they had on history.
Don't tell me what I want to hear, though, because I know I said it 50 times, but I'm curious, did you hear me say that?
I believe I did.
Over and over again, and if we had a big enough staff, we'd go pull that tape, it was years ago, and we'd play those here. Now, how do I do this? Because I know their game plan, folks, and once you know their game plan, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I'm not bragging. I'm saying people better listen to what I'm saying.
Well, it was clear. It was the people over here and the Arabs just in conspiring to, and they're still out there. We need to watch them. That was the thrust of it.
But then the question they don't ask is why the feds then grab the 12 surveillance camera tapes and not release them.
No, they didn't say anything about the surveillance tapes. They didn't say anything about the bombs that were carried out, the live.
Yeah, so the question is why didn't the feds go after these Arabs? Because they were Iraqis trained here in the 80s when Saddam was our ally. They were then taken back to the U.S., and they're still alive doing quite nicely. How dare them? Anything else, sir?
I got an index to your 911 Road to Tyranny. I sent that to you email.
Well, just stay there. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you could save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Ken and Brian and Sherry and Mike and others here in a few minutes. Ken called in. I didn't see it, though I've gotten some emails about it, and now he's called about it. History Channel documentary where they admit, ooh, there's these evil Muslims, and they work with right-wing militias. And, boy, there was other people involved in Oklahoma City. And again, years ago, I predicted how they would do this. How did I know? It took me an hour to explain all this a couple years ago when I finally saw what they were going to do. Before they did it, you know, why would they hold back on the security cameras when the police that saw it said it was an Arab man with McVeigh? Why would good police and FBI arrest the Arabs with the bomb-making materials afterwards and be ordered by Bill Clinton to release them? Why would they then have these so-called sources we could trust come out and admit that there were more bombers? But at the same time, why did Bill Clinton, have people called off their tail? All of this, it was 100 different indicators, and I said, you watch. They went away to Nexus, conservative patriots, homeschoolers, what have you, which is the real FEMA demonization program going on with police departments right now, the real propagandizing. Why are they going to, why are they doing this? Well, what are they going to do? And it was pretty clear they were setting it up to later bring it out as a nexus point and go, oh, look, the evil right-wingers work with Al-Qaeda. And it looks like a program they were going to blame on Saddam, and for some reason they canceled it because there were too many witnesses and too many holes in it. So they just went with a McVeigh angle to get kind of Patriot Act 1 passed. really Patriot Act 1 was Patriot Act 2. What Bush is going to sign today is really Patriot Act 3. It was called the Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act, but it was a precursor to Patriot Act 1, and they did get that passed. He'd failed a few months before 9/11, and his approval rating was at 32%, and then he told USA Today a year later on Air Force One in 96 that he owed his political revival to the Oklahoma City bombing. Kind of like Karl Rove going, oh, thank you, bin Laden. We owe the election to you. I mean, it's so obvious. And so I knew that that's why they were ignoring the surveillance tape doing all this, and we tracked the Arabs, the Iraqis, back to being Republican Guard, trained here in the early 80s, fought for Saddam in 1991, brought back in by Bush Sr. in 92, and Bill Clinton another wave in 93, settled around town. Police knew they were about to bomb something, tried to stop them, pulled off the case. They went with McVeigh to the structure. McVeigh thought it was some type of training operation, a drill. So did the BATF, all dressed up in their outfits. They called police, said, get out of the building. BATF was out, called the federal judge, told him to get out. And that's public fact. I mean, police are on record saying this. They blow the building up and then somehow started changing the story. And again, it's a very complex issue. I could calmly go over it for like an hour to try to give you a full grasp on it, why I knew this would happen. I said it would happen. And again, I just want people to take serious what I'm saying, because I'm not very articulate. I'm much better at understanding things. And it sounds like some people say I'm gifted at articulating. Actually, I'm not. It's very hard for me to articulate because there's hundreds of pieces of data that I integrate together in my mind and try to understand motives and globalist past activities. I call it a prime projection. And or what did the founder of the John Birch Society call it? He was good at that. He called it focusing the lines, you know, the different lines of information. And it's a complex issue. You know, it's like, I just knew what they do. And I know what their other plans are, and they're so horrible, I hate to even talk about them. And they're going to do it unless we're able to stop them and get the word out. I mean, things could get very bad very quickly. And I'm begging humanity to wake up to what the New World Order is doing and to do everything you can to stop it. We're about to go back to Ken and Brian and Sherry and Mike and others. But real quick, I'm honored to have her. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, has the holiday specials that are big discounts, great deals. They ship it out to you UPS, so you'll get it before Christmas, if you take action now. And Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me. I really wanted to get on today so that I could let everyone know that orders going out today will still make it there for Christmas. But orders after today, like if I ship them Monday, we'll have to add a little bit of money to the shipping charges for them to get where they need to go, especially the East Coast or the far West Coast, you know, because we ship out of Colorado.
So if you ship these now, today, if you ship them this afternoon, what day will they get there on average?
Probably if they're going to go to, like, the East Coast, we would have to get them shipped today, and they would get there by Thursday or Friday. I know UPS is still going to deliver on Friday. They're not going to pick up, but they're going to deliver. So we really would like to try really hard to get as many orders out today or Monday as possible, because starting Monday, when people call in, I will have to add extra shipping charges so that we can send it 3-day express mail or, you know, UPS Express. Because we don't want anybody to not get their gifts before the holidays.
Well, Debbie, you know what? I trust the government, and I just want to keep giving my family the local tap water with herbicide, pesticide, dead bacteria, heavy metals. I mean, you know, it smells like sewer water now here in Austin for 2 months straight. You know, why would I want to give my family clean water?
I don't know. You know, Alex, the other day, I've been drinking water for Berkey water for so long that I forgot what my city water tastes like. And the other morning, I was up at 5:30 making my husband breakfast, and I thought, gee, I think, you know, I didn't even think. I just opened the tap and filled the teapot.
Hey, I'll be honest, Debbie, before you tell the story, I'm somebody who gets up at 3 a.m. to has to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll literally cut my hand under the sink. And even when I'm half asleep, if I do that every once in a while, unconsciously, it's like, ugh.
I know.
But go ahead and tell your story.
Well, I hadn't drank tap water in so long, and I thought, gee, I'm going to make some tea instead of coffee, you know? So I filled my teapot with the regular city water, not even thinking, and I thought, well, I'll leave the top off, and I'll boil it, and that'll gas out the chlorine, you know, so it'll be okay. So I made my husband's instant oatmeal with it, and you know how you always take a bite, you know, because I do that, take a bite of my husband's food, and it was horrible. I had to throw it away and remake it with the Berkey water.
Is that a woman thing? Because my wife always does that.
It is. My husband never understood why I always used to take a bite of his sandwich. And I would say, well, honey, it's not that I don't want a whole sandwich. I just want a bite of yours.
I think it's also like a mothering thing. It's like instinctive to test the food.
I think so. I don't know. But it's just unbelievable how bad. And, you know, Grapevine, where I live in Texas here, has won awards for having the best-tasting water in Texas and everything, you know. But it was incredible to me.
In Houston and Dallas, it tastes like kerosene. Austin supposedly, you know, has this good water out of the aquifer. Yeah, they take it out of the crisp aquifer, send it through a treatment plant, add all the chemicals and stuff. But now it tastes horrible and smells horrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, folks, look, give Debbie a call, a bunch of different specials. Going right now, just give her a call, $199 for an incredible high-quality filter. A knockoff made in India costs the same price, and you don't get free gifts.
Right.
And then for $259, you get two free gifts and the big LEDs built in that last for 14 years. It's just an amazing deal. Give Debbie a call. If she's busy, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com and tell them it's an Alex Jones special. That's the only way you get these discounts. An Alex Jones special when you go to the website in the comments section so you get the discount and tell them what free gift you want. The free gifts are listed there. A lot of really neat things there. 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Well, just want to let people know, even though the recording says I'm closed on Friday, I am working today, and I will be calling people back up until 5 o'clock. So, you know, don't be discouraged if you get the machine and it says that I'm closed, because I'm really here.
Okay, Debbie, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
You bet. Have a good Christmas. Again, I'm politically incorrect. I said Christmas. 888-803-4438. Okay, let's go back to Ken, and after the break, I'll hurry to all the other callers. Ken in Kansas, so you brought up this History Channel thing where, oh, my gosh, the right wing works with Al-Qaeda now. Let's arrest everybody. What else? He dropped off. He didn't like holding for 10 minutes. Okay. Ken, call me back. I want to hear what you wanted to add there, sir. I apologize. Brian in Texas. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Fired up as usual.
Man, that's tight. All right. Well, basically, I was just calling to, first of all, wish you a Merry Christmas. I hope everything goes great for you on this holiday.
Well, I reciprocate.
Yeah. Now, I was hearing you had a person on an interview or a caller one time. His name was Daniel, I think, and he was he was all about action, and so am I. I'm the same way. Basically, I'm taking I'm learning income tax right now, and that's kind of a touchy subject, I know. But like the Admiral says, man, I'm a minority, and I'm going to step up to help, you know.
Well, actually, the majority is angry about what's happening, but we're a minority in power. That is, the globalists are the majority in power positions.
Well, basically, like, you know, I've been taking these classes, these income tax classes, and my teacher's telling me things like, you know, Kerry paid a tax of 10% on his big estate. And
No, that's true. The elite has it to where make a couple $100,000 a year, you pay 40%. You make $1 billion a year, you pay like 10% or lower.
Well, basically, to kind of cut to the chase is like, I'm trying to figure out what direction I want to go, and I think this is what I want to do. But basically is, what about the power of petitions? What happened to legal petitions? What do those do?
They are very, very powerful, sir.
Oh, is that right?
That's what the recall was in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stay there. We'll briefly talk about it on the other side. Brian and then Sherry, Mike, and others had a bunch of news coming up. We had the Judge Advocate General of the Navy on. in the last hour. You really missed that. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background to what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
All right, I'm going to try to slow down, calm down, try to get to all the calls and just so much news that we've got to cover. Ken was able to get back in because I wanted to be able to finish his points, but Brian briefly in Texas. Yes, Brian, if petitions are done correctly, you can recall governors. I suggest having petitions to demand a paper recount, a paper ballot recall of electronic voting machines, because you can't recall the electronic fraud-driven machines with the machines. You have to have a petition and follow petition laws in your state to withdraw those at the county level. So you have a petition to have a special election and be a little bond proposal built into it and specifying how it would be done independently to instruct by law the county clerk or whoever oversees that in your area, your shire or county or borough, and then to be able to go in with a paper recount, to order a paper recount, to withdraw and recall the electronic voting machines. That's a mouthful, but that's what you do. I mean, that's something I see as a chink in the armor of these electronic voting machines. And there's a lot of other things you can do with petitions. Go ahead, finish up what you were saying.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to be most effective, and I think I could do something like that. But right now I have an opportunity to work as a tax preparer. And I figure if I was to approach each person, you know, nobody likes to pay income tax. If I was to say, hey, do you like to pay income tax? Everybody's going to go, no, I hate it. I think it's ridiculous. I don't want to pay income taxes. Well, if I was able to, you know, bring a petition along with me to work or something like that, and I don't know how, you know, you say the legal way of doing it, and I don't know how that is, but I'm sure I can figure it out. But if I was to, you know, hey, you know, I don't think I'd have people a problem having people sign that.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, and let me, in a nutshell, try to tell you something, Brian. The income tax is private. The 16th Amendment was never ratified. It is a fraud. And there's a lot of people out there using the government's own rules and laws that don't pay taxes. But let me tell you something. It's dangerous because the government is criminal and will still prosecute you. And I do not advise people to get out of the tax system. And a lot of people get mad at me over this. And it's true. They'll still prosecute you if you've paid more than what they say you're supposed to pay because they're criminals. But I'm telling you, people that say, I have a magic bullet that makes it legal for you not to pay taxes. Yeah, it is legal. Okay, all these other taxes are constitutional, not the income tax. But still, it's a fraud. It's force of the gun. It's the black ski mask. It's despotism. I mean, look, the White House says they're above the law. It's just, it doesn't work like that. And I don't want people getting hurt out there. And you can get hurt paying taxes. People pay what they're supposed to under the, you know, the scam, and they do it all, and still the government comes after them to steal them blind. So it's bad filing them, too. That's a decision you got to make, folks. I am not going to tell people not to file, and I'm not going to tell you to file. I pay taxes, the income tax, just because I don't care about money, and I know it funds their system. Well, it really doesn't. They print the money out of nothing, folks. It's a control system, okay? They'll just print more money. I pay it because that's not a battle I chose to fight. I don't want to spend all my time dealing with it in court. And then if they ever come after me, they'll have to totally railroad me because I actually sit there with my accountant and go, you know what, I want to pay a little extra. You know, they have the conservative way to do it or the liberal way to do it, and I go with the conservative way and, you know, set the computer program to where I'm totally on the safe side. And I have records of all of it because of the position I'm in. Simple. So take my advice for what it's worth or put your head in the tiger's mouth. Let's go ahead and go back to Ken in Kansas. Ken, you had a point you were going to finish.
Yeah, we had covered pretty much everything. There's one little thing I wanted to add. One of the people interviewed on that Oklahoma City History Channel cover-up.
Yeah, demonization piece, yeah.
Yeah, it was William Jasper who writes for the Birch Society. I've read some of their publications and in the New American, and I'm not sure whose side they're on.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I saw Jasper out at the Urban Warfare training drills for Urban Warrior in 99, and he will not come on this radio show. You never hear those guys on any of the radio shows, and they really should. I think they do a lot of great work fighting the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas, doing a lot. But they were still denying black helicopters existed after it was in Reuters and AP.
Yeah,
they were literally, I was there and handed him an AP article about urban warfare drills in Texas, and then I saw it published the next month in the New American. So it's almost like they're disconnected or something.
Yeah, they march right down to the 10-yard line and stop. Hunt, you know, they don't even go for the field goal. They just, it's like a brick wall. They won't go past that.
No, it is very curious, but he's done a lot of good reporting on Oklahoma City, but he focuses too much on Elohim City. Is that what happened in the show?
I don't recall exactly what he said, but it was part of the whitewash.
Anything else, Ken?
That's a good percentage of it.
God bless you. Look forward to getting that video from you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I have a lot of friends that are in the John Birch Society. And they've done a lot of great work, and I know that Mr. Welsh was a great man. But And they do a lot of really good work, but what you've noticed is something I've noticed. And on key issues, they're out there fighting, but then on a lot of other key issues that are admitted, I mean, just a few years ago, they were still saying Gulf War illness doesn't exist. I mean, now it's been all over the news. It's admitted. It's strange, and man, I can call up the former judge advocate general, the dean of a large, prestigious Ivy League law school, and he comes right on. I can call up Hollywood people, I know, and they'll come right on. They know how important it is to work hard and get the word out. Man, it's like battering your head up against armor plating. I've been calling for 5 years, coming up on 6. 3 or 4 times a year, we call up. I'd like Mr. Jasper on. I'd like Mr. McManus on. I'd like Mrs. Oh, they're not doing interviews right now. Call back in 6 months. They're working on a project right now, 6 months later. I'd like to have them on, please. So they certainly don't have hot blood. They're certainly not hungry. I mean, if I have to hand Jasper because I had a folder going around with me because I was doing radio, my own radio show, calling into it, doing radio interviews when I was out at Urban Warrior covering the Urban Warrior takeover. And I look over and it's William F. Jasper, who I've put on TV. I put his documentaries on locally. Mr. Jasper, and he goes, Alex Jones. And he knew who I was. I wasn't very well known in 99. And I said, how are you doing, sir? And I said, you guys write articles about black helicopters not existing. And we're standing there with black helicopters, gray helicopters, white helicopters flying around, 4,000 Marines, a couple thousand foreign troops, German, Dutch, Israeli, Australian, British, Australian, just swarming. And I go, well, I happen to have a folder. So I looked over to the fellow who was with me, and I said, pull that folder out of the backpack, please. Pull it out, and I go, here's Associated Press. South Texas Urban Warfare, black helicopters, headline. And he goes, whoa. Well, to his credit, it was in the magazine a month later. The very article. So, I don't know what they're doing up there. I don't know what planet they live on. I don't know. I don't. That makes me think they're not bad. I know they're doing a lot of good work, so I'm not going to attack them. You can't get them on the radio, and they don't know about black helicopters until I hand deliver it to them. And again, they had articles months before about how black helicopters don't exist. They don't exist. They're called the Night Stalkers, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That's just one group of squadrons. They have a special black metallic paint that is semi-radar resistant, absorbs radar waves, doesn't bounce them back. It's basically ground up. It's the same stuff that magnetic tape is. It's powdered magnetic tape in black paint. That's why those helicopters are black, folks. And FEMA's got squadrons of them. We got photos. I've seen black Russian Hinds flying around, for heaven's sake. I've been in urban warfare training drills. I've had Delta Force walk over and put us in handcuffs on city streets. And by the way, they took our tape and erased it. That's why you never saw that. Though it was in WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily did an article about it. So, I mean, you know, I'm here with guys aiming guns at me. Mike Hansen's being arrested. And these people are saying it doesn't exist. I mean, I'm there videotaping as buildings are exploding. I'm going and interviewing police chiefs who've thrown Delta Force out of the city for trying to bribe public officials. By the way, that's all in Police State 2000. Like 30 minutes of the 2-hour, 5-minute film is black helicopters terrorizing and attacking and front page news stories all over the state and an actual video of it. And two police chiefs speaking out against it, a mayor speaking out against it, one police chief who just loved it and said foreign troops are here, but he can't talk about it. That's 30 minutes of the 2-hour film. So you start getting an idea of what's in my videos. It's indescribable. See, I don't stop working, folks, and then I try to condense it all into the film so you can see it all. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can watch all 11 of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, stuff that nobody ever gets to see because they don't go in the films. You get it all. 15 cents a day, why not do it? All right, I'll plug that later. I want to go to your calls quickly. I'll take the calls that are holding, Sherry and Mike and Myron and Kitty. And that's it, because I got some news I want to hit. Let's talk to, is it Sherry in Michigan? Welcome.
Yes, hi. I have so much to tell you. If we can't do it all right now, when you're done, if you could get on the phone with me, and there's John Conyers, who I know personally. He would like to hear true information. So I told Joyce Riley to call him. And regarding the election, he's having the FBI check it out, but I don't believe we can trust them. I think that these machines are being manipulated.
Well, you can't trust John Conyers either.
Why is that, sir?
He's a gun grabber. He's a fake liberal. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I mean, Kerry didn't challenge the election, did he? And I know that Congress is doing an investigation. I know that. So maybe he's right on this issue. But, maybe their aide told you, yeah, we want to hear from him. But I doubt that.
Well, I knew Conyers way before he got married, and I spoke with him a week ago.
Maybe he will talk to me. Maybe I'm wrong.
I spoke with him a week ago about Joyce Riley. He said, let her come forward. And he thought that I had absolute proof. I don't have absolute proof, or at least I don't think I do, but I wanted him to let me talk to him on the phone, and I thought the same thing with Joyce Riley today.
Okay, but, I mean, absolute proof of what, specifics?
Well, I mean, like, all the things that you're talking about and what Joyce Riley is trying to get out, I know a lot of things, but I don't have the proof. And so Mr. Conyers said, bring it to me. I want it.
Well,
and,
look, ma'am, I mean, do you have a computer?
No, I don't, but I
mean, there are thousands of
videos.
There are thousands of news articles, hundreds of them mainstream, where there was election fraud coast to coast.
Oh, I know. I have a lot of information.
And by the way, Democrats were engaged in some of it.
I know.
But predominantly it was Republican, yeah.
But you know what? I think if there was machine tampering, there's probably no way to count the votes because
ma'am, it's not tampering.
Oh, but that happened,
I mean,
too,
it was done on purpose. It's set up to do it.
Right, but I think the machines were tampered with besides what you're talking about. So there's probably no way to count votes because the whole thing was
false. Yeah, because, no, you're right. They're designed for no recount.
Right.
That's been the complaint.
Right. But besides that, I heard that people voted many, many times, and people were trying to prevent blacks from voting. There's so much fraud all over the place. But also, I wanted to tell you some other things you may not have ever heard about. There's a book called The Taking of America, 1, 2, 3, by Richard Sprague. Are you familiar with it?
Heard the name.
Okay, now that book says that Bush Sr., when he was leaving the CIA, he was the head of it as the director, he put 25 CIA reps in the heads of the media organizations to stay there for years to come.
Well, that even came before that. That came out in the 70s during the church committees. That's called Operation Mockingbird.
And that stayed there. I believe there's probably still there 4 years to come. That's why we're not getting enough truth.
It's a lot worse than that. It's not 25.
Right.
How about 2,500?
And then also, I heard you on George Norrie's program. I would love to get you on and maybe John Conyers at the same time, and we could get all these things, you know, told to the people, like even maybe tonight if it's possible. I'm very worried something else is going to happen, and I love your work. I've seen some of your videos, and I've heard you, and I think what you're doing is so noble.
Well, look, I can hear the concern in your voice, and I'm glad you're involved. Just keep moving forward, and God bless you. Take care. I appreciate your call. Again, every day people call and say, man, I want you on Coast to Coast AM tonight. I'm honored they have me on average every month and a half. And, talking to tens of millions of people. It's a great opportunity. But I don't lobby them every day to have me on. If they want me on, they have me on. Let's go ahead and take another call. Mike, where are you calling us from?
From Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Welcome.
Hi. Just a quick question and a comment on the Gary Webb murder.
Now, you know everybody can shoot themselves twice in the head. It's the coroner now admits he did shoot himself twice in the face with a .38 special. It's totally impossible.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it'd be like claiming that this woman who had the murderers cut her baby out and kill her up in Kansas City, it'd be like claiming she did it to herself. It's that ridiculous.
She did. In the summertime on prisonplanet.tv, you were on your cable show. Somebody called in from a hotel, and they had some type of document telling them they had to go out and search cars, and then you said for the guy to fax it to you. Did they ever fax that to you?
I don't remember. I'm not placing what you're saying.
Okay. He called in. He said he worked for a major hotel firm, and they received a notice that they were supposed to go out and check people's cars and see if they had anything illegal in it. And,
yes, I did. I did get that, and it was one of the biggest hotel chains out there. And it did tell them how to go out and search cars when they valet park them or when they're in the parking garage, and to look for drugs or terrorist implements. And it said that we're doing this for different big events, but that soon it was going to be nationwide, everyday occurrence.
Okay, did you post that at all or no?
You know, I'm going to be quite honest with you. Out of the hundreds of things that shoot out of the fax machine and everything, I printed it off and put it in a pile and don't know where it is and never did anything with it.
All right, I've been looking for that. But a comment on the Gary Webb. I work for the coroner.
Well, let me stop you for a second. You brought up a bunch of different issues.
Okay.
Since you brought that up, that's an example of what it's like here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just it's just wall-to-wall corruption, wall-to-wall out-of-control stuff, and I'm just wallowing in government corruption. I mean, it's just, there's so much of it. It's like I'm trying to stick my finger in the, you know, in the dike, the little Dutch boy, and the whole thing's already broken.
Right.
I mean, just to try to cover it all is insane. In fact, I won't get to cover it unless I let you go here in a second, so be quick.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that I do pickups for the coroners and the funerals here, and I've been on many cases where people have shot themselves, self-inflicted gunshot wounds with, like, 30-06 rifles and whatnot like that, and it definitely blows the whole head apart, and nobody ever has time to pull the trigger a second time. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you gave us that eyewitness report. Look, we have on the website links to a site that has famous incidences of people blowing their heads off on TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the weatherman goes, it's all over, and you shoot yourself in the face. If it was a blank, the gas would knock your head back and knock you on the ground, mm-hmm. probably puncture your skin. You shoot yourself, folks. Imagine, I mean, you know, just it's like trying to beat yourself to death with a hammer. You know, you can hit yourself pretty hard the first time, but it gets harder and harder. You don't take a gun and shoot yourself in the face and go, gee, let me cock the revolver again. Turned out it was a revolver, not a shotgun, the coroner says, and shot himself again in the head. That is ridiculous. Thanks for bringing that up. Describe for people what it looks like when somebody shoots themselves in the head.
Well, depending on the type of gun, like 30-06 definitely blows the whole head totally to pieces. And our job is basically to pick up as much as possible and the body and take it out of the residence or wherever it's at. And, you know, a handgun, of course, is going to make a hole, too, but there's no way there's going to be time to pull the trigger a second time.
Well, since you've seen people shot in the head with 30-odd sixes, which JFK was 41 years ago, the hole where the bullet goes in, that's the little hole, and the hole where the bullet comes out, that's the big hole. Is that what you've seen?
Oh, there wasn't much left of this guy's head. He was like, it was right in front, the barrel was right in front of his face when he did it, and pretty much there wasn't much to look at.
But there was a little hole in the front where it went in, though.
There was no front. It was just totally gone. The whole front was gone.
He shot himself in the front of the head, and the whole front of the head was gone?
Yeah, I don't know if it was from underneath or what.
Yeah, underneath does that.
I mean, it just... Yeah,
no, I've shot a lot of wild boar and a lot of deer in the head. And when you shoot something in the head with a 30-odd-six, it's a tiny hole. And then the hole, well, whatever other side it goes out, is usually about 4 inches wide and blows the brains out. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, that's what happens. You shoot. That's the media has kind of let us know how to commit suicide out there with all these advertisements for it in the movies. And, yeah, that's the way that people do it, is put it in the mouth, up under the soft palate, and shoot up into the brain that way, or under the chin. And, then it blows the whole top of the head off and the face off like a mushroom cloud. I don't want to get too detailed here, but they're killing people left and right. So we got to talk about it. I got some news I want to cover. Let's keep hurrying through these. Myron in South Dakota. Go ahead, Myron.
Yes, Alex. I thought you were aware of the Oklahoma City bombing program being on the History Channel.
I'm not kidding when I say I don't watch much TV.
I thought somebody would have called in. I haven't heard all your programs this last week, or I would have called in and talked about it. They're going to re-air it again Saturday at 6 p.m., this coming Saturday, the 18th. So I think you, if you wanted to catch it.
The problem is I'll be working on a film at that time. I'm going to try to catch TV tonight to catch Bush's party and, quote, celebration over signing the new National ID Card Patriot Act.
Want me to mail you a DVD on it?
Yeah. Look, I need listeners. Key stuff, I need it labeled and mailed to me. You can really help me.
Okay. I think Ken did a misrepresentation. I thought it was an excellent program. They had two former FBI agents who no longer work for the FBI, and they were questioning what they contended was a complete cover-up. And there was Bill Jasper, who you discussed earlier, and he connected the connection to the Bin Laden family, or the Al-Qaeda, the Philippine connection, where...
Project Bojinka.
Right.
It was a government op. The Arabs were protected by the police. They worked for the U.S. government.
Well, I understand
that. So, see, it seems like a good report. Look, I predicted 2 years ago.
But J.D. Cash was also in it. He discussed Elohim City, Carol Howe, Andrew Strassmeyer, and Stephen Jones. He presented a lot of evidence that he had collected showing that there was a...
Hey, why didn't Stephen Jones ask for the surveillance camera tapes?
Because that would have indicted, that would have convicted his client right there on the spot.
Why didn't the feds? Why didn't the feds use it?
But Nichols did. Nichols, they got a Secret Service agent on the stand, and he contended there were surveillance tapes. But then the prosecution came back and stated, well, we have none.
Yeah, there's why none. Would the prosecution not want that seen? Because we know the names of those Iraqis. They right. work for the U.S. government.
Well, anyway, I think after you look at it, you won't be so harsh, Sean. I thought they did an excellent job.
See, that's what good propaganda does. It's 90% the truth, but then, the answer is the evil militia works with Al-Qaeda.
No. They brought out the point that the these people are also financed by Arafat and Gaddafi and some of the
It's radical. Not true.
Huh?
Listen, I love you to death, Myron, but listen to me carefully. We know the names of the Iraqis. I've had police detectives on. We have video of them. They worked for the CIA. They didn't work for Arafat. Do you see what I'm... Now, by admitting there were more people there, you got to ask the question, why didn't the government go after them? Because they worked for them. But good points. I want to see it. Send it to me. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, folks, this is Festus. I've taken over for Alex right now. We're going to talk to Kitty in Texas. Kitty, how's Matt Dillon doing?
just fine. Oh, boy. I'm so ecstatic and thrilled to be able to get through to you.
Well, I'm good to have you on. We're almost out of time, though. Tell me.
Okay, I'll be real quick. I called about a tape. in Washington, D.C., and I was given a number to contact another person, and I didn't know who I was talking to, but it turned out to be, as we spoke for about an hour, Hilder, yes.
Anthony Hitler, yes.
Yes.
It's Anthony Hilder. Not Hitler.
Hilder. And we talked on great lengths about you and all your videos, and oh my gosh, he's ecstatic. He just thinks the world of you and all your videos that you put out.
Well, Anthony's a great guy.
Yeah, that's what he says about you. Now, the reason I called, I didn't even know it was him, but the fact that he came out with a new tape, or it hasn't come out yet, it hasn't been on the market, and I'm the first to order it. It's called the Illuminati. Have you heard about it?
Well, I know we had Illuminazi about 9/11, and then we have on the website 9/11, the greatest lie ever sold. You can watch that at prisonplanet.tv.
Okay, the greatest lie ever sold is the one I didn't get, and he's going to send it to me because someone broke into his van or his vehicle and opened the envelope, and one of the packages were meant to come to me, and they stole all his tapes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, he was enlightened, and he was ecstatic that I called because we ended up in a long, drawn-out conversation. And he will get his tape out to me, but he did say the new tape or DVD is on disc, and it's called Illuminati.
All right, listen, unfortunately, Kitty, we can't have a long, drawn-out talk because I'm out of time, but have a great holiday.
Okay, you have a wonderful Christmas and your family as well. Happy New Year. God bless you, all of you.
You too. Bye. Bye. Good talking to you, Kitty. She's a nice lady, so I was having fun joking around like Festus. Now, you know, Gunsmoke, the show, folks, having a little fun here. I got to have a little fun. Lord Bush, here in a few hours, we're going to have a White House celebration. That's DC NBC reporting on that, as well as the Associated Press, to give you your new national ID card and much more. And USA Today came out, and now that they've already passed it, Bush is going to sign it and says, yes, it's your national ID card, but it's for your safety and the illegal aliens. They get a waiver where they don't have to do it. So it also is a form of amnesty. So that'll keep you safe. Isn't that just wonderful that they've done this for you? And Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible, praying on street. We'll talk to them next Monday. And after a federal appeals court denied an emergency appeal to stop prosecution of 11 Christians on Tuesday, Philadelphia Municipal Court Judge William Austin Meehan ordered four of the Christians to stand trial on three felony criminal conspiracy, ethnic intimidation, and five misdemeanor charges. If convicted, they could face up to 47 years in prison. And they went to a rally and read Old Testament quotes criticizing homosexuality. Now, again, whatever you think about homosexuality, you know it's somebody's First Amendment right. And in France, they're passing similar laws, just passed it this week. And Pennsylvania passed a law where a preacher can be arrested. Are we all just going to be cowed by this? Are we going to let the First Amendment disappear? Whether it's an anti-war activist getting arrested and charged with a felony for standing on the street corner, or people reading out of the Bible. Come on, people! This isn't America! The answer is all of us have got to stand up and speak out against this. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Secure Online Shopping Cart any of my films. The discounts of up to 70% off are only going until next Monday or Tuesday. Get them as gifts. We ship them out UPS. You order now, you'll get them in time for Christmas. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. Have a great day.